Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we'll be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspect of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome everybody to the next episode. I believe we are on episode 6. And today we are talking about God's will and your free will. Now, this is a concept or a topic that we get very confused about. Some people say stay in confusion for the rest of their life because it becomes a egg or a chicken story, which one came first. If God has decided everything for me, then why do I need to do anything? If this was already predestined, then where do I have free will in it? So we are going to become curious and we are going to learn how this universe is created. What is our role in it? And where do we really have free will? And where can we, like, you know, put a little bit burden on God and not carry that responsibility, because that is his responsibility as our creator. So we'll be exploring all those different aspects of this conversation. So first, let's start with that we do have free wills. Free will, humans do, animals don't. Animals usually live with this pre-programmed psychology or behavior within them. A squirrel will wake up every day, pretty much the same day, will go out, look for food, eat food, play around, do very typical things, and end the day pretty much the same. There's a very little that is changing day to day because it's a sudden natural mechanism that is happening over and over and over every day. But in a human body, if you're an adult, you wake up, it's your choice. You can stay in bed all day long. But a squirrel doesn't do that. An animal don't do that. A plant is not going to say, hey, I'm not in a mood, so I'm not going to grow today. I'm just going to keep the seed inside. So I want us to just start seeing the difference, how I can actually act or not act. I do have that free will. The second aspect that we want to understand is that we get stuck in our bodies, in our minds, and we think this is the only thing we are. But the truth is, your true self is a soul. It's a divine, energetical being that has come into this body to do something. We'll learn about that, to do something. It's on a journey. And it's on a journey of finding its way back to his likeness or her likeness with God, with its creator. So me and you are in this physical body and we have come here for a very specific reason. And let me just, you know, share that again. Our purpose is not to have kids, like, you know, get married, have kids and raise our kids. So many people think that is their purpose. That is not our purpose. That is part of our life cycle. Just like every living being on this planet has a life cycle, it produces or make room for the next generation to come. Our purpose is something so unique to each and every one of us. It's almost like a gift that we have within that we are going to share with everybody. It's almost like there is a puzzle. I have a piece, you have a piece. Unless I find that piece within me, I cannot share that piece within you with you so we can complete the whole puzzle. And that is the journey soul is on to, of course, in the physical body, to discover that gift that is within us and then share it. And in that quest of going inward, discovering it and bringing it out, that is where we grow. That is where we find our likeness with God. That is where we are so afraid to go because we are so afraid to be rejected. That is where we are worried. Am I going crazy? That is where we doubt each and every step. But that is the journey soul is on. And another aspect of it is based on our own unique gift. We, before coming into this body as a soul, we all know what is the challenge we are going to have when we go into the physical body, and how that is the perfect challenge that is going to crack us open to our own gift. Every single one of us knows that. But when we come into the physical reality, and now let's say I'm a mid-20s, I'm feeling sad and I'm feeling depressed or I'm feeling anxious, we start to say, like, you know, I just need to connect with God and I'm going to feel better. Like, I'm just going to pray and I'm going to feel better. And then we pray and then we don't feel better. If you pray and you felt better, wonderful. But I'm talking to those people who actually pray and they don't feel better, because I used to be one of them. And that is when you start questioning what's going on here. Why am I not feeling better? What is it here that I don't understand? So if we look at the challenge that soul has decided, we'll say, like, you know, that's God's will. That's God's will, because that was decided by the divine part of me. I didn't sign up for it. My soul did. Let's blame it on my soul. My soul thought I was so powerful, but in this physical body, I don't think so. I can do it. I don't think so. I'm that powerful. Let's just say that's God's will. But right now you have free will. Right now, you can go any direction you want. You can go right, you can go left, you can get help for that anxiety, you can live with that anxiety, you can stay poor for the rest of your life, or you can discover how to make money and you can bring your generations out of poverty. You can stay sick, or you can actually finally learn how to heal yourself, because the knowledge is in this world. The knowledge to even heal cancer without any medication exists in this world. But it's a matter of, are you willing to go get it? And that is your free will. So the way we are going to divide this topic is, God is always going to provide for you. Always, 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 always. Yeah, you might not be living in a 10-bedroom mansion, but you will always be provided for, whether that provision comes through a family friend, your family gives you something, you get a job, you have a very successful business, or it comes from a government assistance program. God will always provide for you. But you have to provide yourself emotionally. When I am feeling sad and I just sit down and I start praying, God, take this sadness away. I don't want this sadness. Please take this sadness away. And then the sadness doesn't go away. Or maybe it goes for, like, you know, goes away for a few minutes and then I am right back at it. That is my responsibility. That is where I am not using my free will to choose the kind of thoughts that are going to bring me peace, or they are going to bring me misery. The way I think is my free will. The way I act is my free will. The way I speak, the words I speak, is my free will. God is not going to come down and say, Alia, you know that thing that you just said? That is not good for you. Don't say it again. Your mentor might, your coach might. I tell my clients all the time, these are not the words we're going to use for ourselves. And one of them is stupid. We are not going to call ourselves stupid from now on. But God is not going to do that. You can use your free will to create a miserable life, or you can use your free will to create a beautiful life. You always have the choice available to you. God is not going to interfere. If you're thinking, no, Alia, one day I was going through a lot of emotional pain and I sat down and I cried and I cried, and then all of a sudden, God took away that pain from me. So let me share what unconscious mind is with you guys. Unconscious mind is a feeling mind. You want to reprogram it? Use emotions. Use very intense emotions. You can reprogram it. So in that moment when I'm very sincerely crying, I'm like, I don't want this pain. What did I do? I let it go. And my unconscious believed, oh, okay, she's serious. She really doesn't want this pain. So my unconscious let it go and I stopped feeling that pain. That is a beautiful mechanism God put within us. He created us that way. So we can use these wonderful machines to create so much abundance, joy, and happiness in our life. Because if I put it on God, it's very important that I understand who am I as a creation, who is my creator. If I put it on God, sometime it will work, sometime it won't. And I will say, well, it's a mystery. When I was growing up, I kept hearing God is a mystery, how this world work is a mystery, how the universe work is a mystery, how the life works is a mystery. I wanted to learn the mystery. And I am doing right now. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Studying what I study, learning what I learn. Because for a seeker, God has left no mystery. But you need to be a seeker. And what is a seeker? Always curious, open, ready to learn anything, willing to be honest with themselves. So right now, you do have the free will to do whatever you want in your life. And that's not going to be God's will. That is going to be you acting and you creating. But the challenges that you will meet through in your life, they have been pre-picked to go in that direction that you needed to go. They've been pre-picked. You can say my soul picked it. You can say God gave it to me. Whatever makes you feel better. Another aspect I want to highlight over here is the concept of parallel realities. So you might have heard this metaphysical concept of parallel realities and multiple realities exist at the same time and you can hop from one to the other. You might have a little bit dabbled in that too. But how does that even become practical in our day-to-day life? So we are going to bring it back to free will. If I am ready to exercise my free will consciously, and I'm not just going with the flow, what is going with the flow? I am just going to let the consciousness of the planet dictate which direction I go. For example, today, everybody's waking up a little bit more sad than yesterday because of whatever happened in the world, whatever the international news is. So when I wake up in whatever part of the world I wake up, if I am not using my free will to consciously be engaged in my life, what's happening? I'm going to go with the current that is going on right now. And that might be towards sadness. So if I go towards sadness, my day is going to go in a very specific direction versus if I say, okay, I understand right now I'm feeling the emotion of the collective. Right now I'm feeling the energy of the collective. I'm feeling sad. There's no reason to be sad. I don't see anything in front of me to be sad right now, but I'm still feeling it. What do I need to think, act, focus on, behave as that I come to an elevated emotion of love, peace, or joy? That is free will right there. So let's say I take that route. I act on that. I'm going to have a very different day. A very different day. What did I do? I jumped between two different realities. I could have created a very slow, stagnant, crazy, binge-watching Netflix day. Or I created a very joyful, light, happy, and productive day. And you can do that every single day. Every single day. Sometime when I find myself in the middle of the day and I feel like, okay, things are moving a little slow or something is getting a hold of me, I close my eyes, I reset, And I tell myself, we can shift this reality. I can shift this reality right now. I have the free will. This is my playground. My creator put me in this playground. I can play as hard as I want. I can play as long as I want. But what is so important to understand, to play this game of life, that I have free will. God is not doing anything to me. Everything that seems like is being done to me is being done for me. And I can jump from here to there. I can create a completely different reality using my free will, using my ability to choose. One of the quote that I have, one of the sticky note I have on my computer all the time is, my security is my ability to choose. I can choose something different anytime. I can choose a different thought. I can choose a different word. I can choose a different action. That ability to choose, that is where my free will is. And God is not going to come and choose on my behalf. If I'm feeling lazy, or if I have an addiction to substance or food or to sugar, God is not going to come down and take away all the sugar from my hand, or take like whatever substance I'm attached to, or the people that I'm attached to. He's not going to do that. I have to step in and say, this is no longer serving me. This is no longer good for me. I don't want this to be part of my playground anymore. I don't want this to be part of my life movie anymore. That is free will. And if we all start using our free will, we start acting on it, we will create a very different life and a very different earth, a very different world for generations to come. So what I'm going to invite you in this very short conversation, can we stop blaming God for everything? Internally, most of us, we live with that. We're like, why God is doing this to me? Why God is doing this to the other person? Why God did that to us? God is not doing anything. We all have free will to act however we want. When we are met with a challenge, life is never going to be challenge-free. If life is challenge-free, either you're like too numb or you're too delusional to even recognize the challenges. That's like, you know, that's when I believe it's a pigeon who does that. When a pigeon sees something that's going to attack it, it closes its eyes. I'm just going to pretend I don't see this thing. Not the New York City pigeons. I have dealt with them. They are a different breed. So we cannot live like that. Every challenge that is coming, it is there for a reason. I cannot numb myself out of it. It is here so I can go to the depth of me. And I can tell you, friends, the challenge that I went through, the challenge that my soul chose, when it started, when I really started, when the whole activation process started, I wanted to check out. It was so painful. I was willing to end my own life because it was that painful. I didn't care that I have a young kid at that time. I really didn't. My nerves were so shot that I couldn't even think straight. And sometimes that's what happens when we are looking at when we are not looking at what's in front of us, when we are just judging it. I was judging my situation and I was judging myself and I was judging everybody else. But slowly, when I started to look at, okay, this is happening for me, it is making me go really deep into me. It's making me go so deep within me that I was not willing to go, because it was so scary to get to know myself at such an intimate level. It was scary. So I didn't want it to go. But once I did, and I met a different version of me, that was all free will. I had the choice to not do anything about my situation and stay in that misery. That's all free will. But once I met the other version of me, I am so grateful to that challenge. And if I have to go through that challenge all over again, oh, I'll happily go through that challenge because I know it was for me. So when I meet with challenges in my life right now, day to day when it comes, I right away go into what is it that I'm going to learn here? How do I need to act? What do I need to think? What do I need to feel today? That is a question I ask myself every single day. What do I want to feel today? And most of the days I choose love and peace. And then I focus on whatever is going to bring me peace, whatever is going to make me feel loved within me, all by myself. And that's how you can navigate anything, anything at all. One of the things I learned from my mentor, which has been so powerful, that at any given time, you are going to have one active challenge going on in one area of your life. If your finances are good, your health might be suffering. Your health is good, your relationship might be suffering. If relationship and health is good, maybe something is going on financially. Why there's always an active battlefield or active playground going on? Because that's how we grow. I need to go deeper within myself every single day. What the soul came here to do, soul came here to expand and realize that it is like its creator. That realization, that expansion, we call it healing in my world. That is when I heal. That is when I realize I am one with my creator. And every challenge that is coming in my life, when I consciously get involved with my free will, I am choosing to think certain way. I am expanding my consciousness. And this whole thing is a game of consciousness. How expansive can I think? Can I think like how God thinks? Can I, while being in this human, physical, limited body, can I get to that level? That is what we are talking about. Let's say if somebody has a health challenge going on. So what would it look like for them to think like a God? Think like their creator. It would be anything is possible. God say be and it comes to be. So that person can close their eyes. They can start feeling how would it feel to live in a healed body, completely healed body, where I just say the word heal and it's healed. How would that even feel like, look like? What would it do to my mind when someone starts to dabble into that level of consciousness? It's proven through our limitation of our science, because our science is still growing. It's still understanding what consciousness really is. That person starts to heal. There's so many people who have healed that way. You can find so many studies on this topic. So the same thing can happen when someone is going through a relationship challenge. They are going through a financial challenge. They have challenges with the kids that they are raising, especially when they're a teenager. It's all about expanding our consciousness using our free will. But first, we have to take 100% responsibility. We cannot say, God did this to me. God made me do this. God gave me this challenge. And now I have to go through this. No, let's bring all the responsibility home within you. You have a free will. Every challenge in front of you is for a reason. So next time when you think about God's will, know that God's will for you is to live the happiest, the healthiest, and wealthiest life. But to go there, you have to use your free will. No one is going to come and do things for you, especially when it has to do with the way you're thinking. No one in the world can change that for you. Only you can change that for you. It is so hard sometimes for my clients to grasp this concept. Sometimes we think we're just going to start working with a mentor and all of a sudden we're going to change. But then we realize, you know what? Mentor is just going to tell me what to think. Then I have to think that. When my mind wants to spin, I have to take a deep breath. I have to pause and I have to focus on something else. A different thought, a different situation, a different circumstance. So what I'm talking about, no one can do it for you. Only you can do it for yourself. That's why one of the saying is, like, you have to help yourself. This is how you help yourself. God has already helped all of us. There is same amount of abundance available for each and every one of us on this planet. And when I say abundance, I don't mean money. I mean love. I mean health. I mean relationships. I mean beauty. I mean opulence. We all have access to the same abundance, but it all depends on our free will. And our free will plays a role in what am I thinking right now? What am I choosing to say right now? What am I choosing to act right now? But really, everything starts at the thought level because that is consciousness. And this is a mental universe that we live in. You think, it happens. So be very careful next time when you think. Through my deep digging and through my learning, I was able to see how whatever I created was a creation of my thoughts. And even today, sometimes I find myself in a very deep, dark mess. And then I take a pause and I say, okay, wait a second, Alia. How did we create this? Okay, now let's uncreate it. Most likely a thought grabbed me and a side story, and we just ran with it. Within a few hours, things are flying up in the air. And then I learned, okay, how can we come back? How can we come back to me and ground ourselves and shift our reality? Right now, you might be listening to it and you'll be saying, oh, okay, easier said than done. Right now is just theory for you, but I invite you to practice it in your life. Once you will practice, then you will become a believer that that's how things work. And that is when you're going to find the key to your inner freedom. Because then you don't have to blame everything on God or keep begging God and saying why he's not giving it, because the blockages are within our own consciousness. Somewhere we are not exercising our free will. Somewhere we are just staying stagnant. And I know it's very painful to come to this reality. I'm speaking from my own experience. There's parts of me where that has not shifted yet. I bring myself to that honesty every single day. Because our Creator has given us everything. Now it's up to us if we want to claim it or if we don't want to claim it. So the choice is always going to be yours. Now this is the end for our today conversation. And I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please share it with someone else. I'm sending you all so much love, and I'll be back next week with another episode. Love you.